Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence in You. We've been talking with Ron Fatula, who is an elder law attorney and again, a really good friend of Project Independence, always willing to assist and give us information, such timely information. So right before we went to break, we were talking, we were kind of continuing in the talk and I had to kind of interrupt you. So let's go back to the topic at hand. And, you know, we started out talking about like prioritizing these five documents and then talked a little bit about, you know, the documents that don't need an attorney and documents that do, and some of the virtual stuff that people can do remotely at home, which is kind of where we left off.
Right, right. Well, you know, they're all important in their own way, but as far as prioritizing, the healthcare proxy is where you appoint someone else to make your healthcare decisions. You don't need an attorney, and it's a crucial document. So number two, not in order of priority, but that's connected with the healthcare proxy is a living will, a document where you set forth what your healthcare wishes are. The attorney could draft the document as well, but that's a document that I don't believe that you really need an attorney as well, or it's not quite as crucial. But the other documents, you really should have an attorney for. The healthcare proxy, and Otto had mentioned there's a companion rider to that power of attorney. There's a companion rider to the power of attorney, and that's called the statutory gifts rider. Without that statutory gifts rider, the power of attorney would only permit gifting or funding of a trust, let's say, of $500 a year. Well, you can't protect assets with only $500 being able to be transferred a year. So we have this rider called the statutory gifts rider that gives the ability to make, if you want, even unlimited gifts to protect assets. So gifts, transfers, and with the statutory gifts rider, we could actually then fund the trust that could be created. So if we have a very good power of attorney with all the bells and whistles that the elder law attorney would draft, that agent on the power of attorney, even if the principal is on a ventilator, well, that agent on the power of attorney can create a trust, fund the trust, do almost anything that the individual could have done herself or himself financially. And if you have the healthcare proxy, that will take care of the healthcare decision-making. And so these are the core documents that everyone should have for sure. And another document is a will. It's, you know, obviously where your assets go when you pass away, it's your will, your living trust, or assets go via beneficiary designations on documents. And I do want to make mention, there's one myth that I want to dispel. I bet that 75% of you out there know it, but 25% may not know it. You could say whatever you want in your will, but if you have a bank account, a brokerage account, you have life insurance, an IRA, and you name a beneficiary, that beneficiary designation takes control over the will. You could say your will, say, I give everything to my son, A. But if your beneficiaries would be your daughter, B, everything will go to your daughter on those assets. So everyone should just make sure they know that. I know most of you do, but in my experience, some of you just don't.
You know, I mean, that makes sense. I never thought of it. So if I have my sons as my beneficiary on my deferred compensation, but my will, you know, has my future husband on there or someone else, a sibling, it doesn't matter because it's what I put down as my beneficiary.
That's correct.
On that deferred comp.
That's correct.
Okay.
Right. Now, there are some cases where you can't really have a beneficiary for a house that I'm aware of. You can't have a beneficiary for a lot of bank accounts that I'm aware of. Or if you can, it can be like one or two or whatever. If you happen to have a large family like I do, it's a problem. So these things end up, I guess, in your estate because you don't have a beneficiary. And like even a stock trading account, if you will, you can have a beneficiary, I understand, for that. But sometimes people don't think about setting up a beneficiary. So that goes into your estate as well. Am I on the right path here?
Well, Otto, it's very astute what you said. I mean, yes, you are. Most bank accounts, virtually all bank accounts, you can name a beneficiary. But if you do have a large family, it gets quite clumsy, you know, when you're doling out your assets. It's always better, in my opinion, most people should have a good trust and a will. But the beneficiary designations on bank accounts, you know, you can do that if you want to, and brokerage accounts. But you said, what about a home or a co-op or a condominium? You don't have a beneficiary on that. And yes, that will be part of your probate estate. And one good way to get around that is to transfer that into a trust, whether it's a home, co-op, or condominium. And if you want to take that extra step and protect it from long-term care expenses or do some Medicaid planning, we could set up a trust that also shelters assets for long-term care and also avoids probate. And so you don't have to worry about those assets as well.
Well, the beginning of the discussion, the goal, I think, is we have wills and we have all these things, but the one thing we don't have is how are we going to handle a long-term problem? You know, you get sick and maybe you need help at home. Maybe you pass that. Maybe you can go to assisted living. Maybe that's no good. Maybe you have to go to a nursing home. And I know in the back of my brain is, and a lot of people in my age bracket, well, now what? You know, who needs to, or who can even think about planning, like Medicaid planning or whatever? I don't think everybody would be eligible. Like, there's a lot of people in the middle of the economic world. You know, people who are rich can afford to buy and go to wherever they want because they can afford to pay for it. People who are on the lower end of the spectrum are probably going to have a good crack at making Medicaid. And then there's a lot of people right in the middle who can't really get to Medicaid, and Medicare is not going to do anything for you. So I think there's like a big, you know, there.
Yeah. We talk about the donut hole in, you know, for Medicare, right? So, but there is that big hole there. You're right, 100% right. If you have millions, you could do whatever you want. If you're, you know, you're poor and you don't have much in the way of assets at all, you're going to get Medicaid. It's going to be pretty simple. It's the rest of us that really need to plan. And the law is changing dramatically with regard to Medicaid and planning. And there's a window of opportunity to plan, which we just found out a couple of weeks ago when the Department of Health actually clarified the law that passed in April. In April, we knew that for Medicaid home care, we knew that there will be, it's not here yet, there will be a 30-month or 2.5-year look back. Right now for Medicaid home care eligibility, there's no look back. We could simply have a client, if they have $100,000, $500,000, transfer those assets into a trust or even to the children, but there's an advantage to the trust, but transfer those assets out. And as long as the assets, let's say they do it today in August, you know, if their assets are under the Medicaid asset level, $15,750, as of September 1 or the first day of the next month, they're eligible. They could transfer anything and be eligible the first day of the next month. But in April, the governor signed, right in the heart of the pandemic, when we were really hit. It's like a 1-2 punch. We were hit with a 30-month look back. Now, the law said that the look back will start as of October 1 for Medicaid applications in as of October 1, but that the state could delay it for up to 90 days. We just found out 2 weeks ago that they were delaying it. Oh, sorry. They are delaying it so that now it's not October 1, it's for applications in as of January 1, 2021. However, they kept the October 1 deadline and said, yes, as of January 1, 2021, for those applications in on or after that date, there will be a look back for Medicaid home care. But the look back will only go to October 1, 2020. So to explain that, you know, a little easier, if you apply for Medicaid after January 1, there will be a 30-month look back that will be phased in. We now know, this is new, will be phased in because they're only gonna look back to October 1, 2020. So if you apply in February of 2021, they're only gonna look back to October 1, 2020. Next August or September, only gonna look back to October 1, 2020. So what does that tell me as the attorney? It tells me that we have this 1 month window of opportunity for everyone if they wanna do the planning, and I think lots of people should. It's a freebie. It's a window of opportunity to plan, transfer assets, set up that trust. Time is getting very short, but it's still doable because they're only going to look back to October 1, 2020. We're not there yet. So any transfers of any amount from Medicaid home care, if it's done now, well, whether the application, whether you need home care in January or next December or in 2 years from now, anything you transfer now will be not looked at by Medicaid. So this is a freebie. And this window of opportunity will shut at the end of September 30th of 2020. So that's creeping up on us. It's a few weeks away. So I'm so glad that you invited me on the show because I just want people to know, I want people to protect their assets. And we do have this window of opportunity.
Well, when we come back, we do have to take another short break. We definitely need to explore this a little bit more, but thank you so much for providing all this information. It's so important. And we will be right back to Project Independence and You.